watoto nyaera biwa mielie ani na chopi mi chunya mor mami chopi pidi chunya era
Dan, here for another hour of tunes and conversation. For those who are tuning in for the first time, first of all, welcome. XL Radio is a weekly podcast celebrating diversity in music, bringing you stories of musical practice and cultural heritage from artists across the world. The aim of the podcast each week is an attempt to diversify representation in music and increase airtime for artists from all reaches of the world. So each week we are asking for guest artists to share musical selections that hold personal importance and share their own stories of genre and experience influencing their musical practice. Each episode will be coming out on Sunday on Spotify and podcasting channels. This track is the Migori Superstars and is titled Anyango Magi, and it is an example of Benga music out of Kenya. This was a genre that really took off between the 40s and 60s in Nairobi, and it blended a lot of dance music from the Congo Basin, as well as using elements from Congolese rumba and Congolese fingerstyle guitar, which also then related back to Cuban dance music as well. We'll be hearing a few more tracks that are examples of Benga today. And this week, we have had the absolute pleasure of welcoming Elsie Wameo onto the podcast. I'm going to let her do the introduction, as she's got a lot of exciting stuff to share. But first, Before we dive in, I'm going to give you a taste of her music.
This is the track Intuition.
Well, now all the rain is gone. Where is the rainbow?
Professionally for only about 2 years now. I think I'm on my third, and I really just started when I went to a local recording studio in Elizabeth, and I started just hanging around producers and other artists who were already practicing music professionally. And when I kind of joined in just to, you know, have fun and make some noise, they saw potential and they helped me to kind of build a platform for myself and build a brand. And yeah, so here I am now, independently, just trying to pursue music.
Have you been playing music informally for most of your life then?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say most of my life. I think, actually, no, do you know what? Yeah, I probably would. I mean, in school I've been doing music, and yeah, I think it was all kind of just a hobby. And I mean, music was compulsory for most of the years in school anyway, but I think I was just that one kid that really liked it and really enjoyed it. So yeah, I was doing it quite a lot, but I think because of the time, it wasn't really in the mindset of, you know, this is something that I want to pursue. It was more of, one, I just have to be in this class, and two, I was just kind of enjoying doing what I was doing. But yeah, I think I kind of just was in that path the whole time, and it's honestly a blessing because I learned a lot. And yeah, if it wasn't for those years of just studying music, I wouldn't really be where I am now. So yeah, I'm really grateful that I kind of got that background early in school. And so yeah, I kind of have some benefits, and it's really helped me out a lot.
And I know that a lot of your music, I think, has influences from Christianity. Are you able to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I think when I was about, I want to say around maybe 15, 16, is when I kind of came to realize that my music, or I guess rather my voice, wasn't just for entertainment purposes. You know, I kind of asked God where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And I found that my purpose was really to inspire people through my music. And I've really just been praying to God ever since for guidance. And it kind of just took me into another route of not just creating music for, again, just entertainment purposes, but rather trying to, have some depth into my words and into my music and have meaning so that, you know, you can kind of inspire someone out there. So ever since, it's always just kind of been me and God in this bubble of, you know, music and just trying to do my best to bring people to him and just show him through myself and my music.
And was this something that influenced you from growing up? Was going to church a regular thing in Nairobi for your family or yourself?
Yeah, back home, you know, Christianity is, I think it's the main religion out there. So yeah, it was such a norm to be going to church every Sunday. But because I was so young when I was back home, I wasn't actually singing at church or anything. And I honestly don't even have memories of myself actually really participating in church. I remember I have memories of like us traveling to church, but I don't really have memories of us, like, you know, singing in church or anything like that. But once I got here, that still kept going. We were still going to church every Sunday, and I started becoming a part of the praise and worship team, and so I started singing, and yeah, it kind of just kept going from there. So that's what I still do. Aside from, you know, LCMA on stage, I'm always in church on Sunday worshipping.
Yeah. And would you say that gospel therefore influences some of your music?
I think so. I wouldn't say, I think it's sometimes, I mean, sometimes you can definitely hear it, but a lot of the times I think it's more of just a very personal thing, and it's more of just getting the guidance from God. But when you're looking at just genre and feel and style, I think definitely I subliminally kind of just, you know, sing in a certain style, and that most likely is influenced by, gospel music and what I am constantly hearing. I think it definitely all kind of plays a part in the way I sound and how I create.
Yeah, amazing. It's wonderful to think that you are performing on stage to like large audiences, and then going to choir as well and sharing your voice with everyone there as well.
It's definitely it keeps me grounded. I think being able to go to a place where people don't look at me as, you know, Elsie Wimay, the artist. It's here's another worshiper, and here's you know, we're gonna come together all for the glory and honor of God, and it doesn't become about me anymore, which is kind of relaxing and more beautiful. And you're not really worrying about, oh, what does this person think about this or that. It's, you know, we're all there for the one purpose, to glorify him. So yeah, it definitely keeps me grounded for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be a very different style of singing, one being on stage and very performative, and the other one being, I guess, kind of private.
I was actually talking to a friend of mine about that the other day, and we were just reflecting on how different it feels to perform and worship. And we were just touching on how there's times where when we're worshiping, like, things will happen. Like, I'll sing in a type of way, or like I'll sing a specific note that I may never be able to replicate in a show. And that's honestly, I think, because God is 100% in control, and he just... he really just takes over, and he really uses you. And we were trying to figure out if we could flip it and invite God into our shows and into our, you know, just regular entertainment, so that it can be that same way, or rather if it's just that's this kind of holy place. So yeah, it was a really interesting conversation. But I think definitely when it comes to being in church, it's like a whole other world. I think there's just so much more purpose, and there's definitely a higher being. So yeah, it definitely is, it definitely just holds more depth and more meaning when it comes to, yeah, singing in church.
Do you find when you perform for people in a public performance that you try sometimes to get in touch with God and perform to him, or that you have to kind of put it into a very different channel and just perform for the crowd.
It's very interesting. I think it's definitely still a place where I'm still trying to kind of figure out, because I mean, I try to carry God everywhere that I go, but then at the same time, it's kind of just finding that balance of obviously people are there to, you know, for entertainment purposes. So it's, you're trying to obviously cater to a specific, you know, crowd or whatever it is, but at the same time, you know, having a purpose of, I want to inspire you and, you know, I really want you to see God through me. It's kind of just trying to find that balance. So I think I'm still kind of on that journey of trying to figure all of that out. But yeah, it's been a beautiful journey and we're getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds incredible. In terms of cultural heritage, do you think that your music has been influenced by growing up in Nairobi?
I don't think so. I wouldn't say at all. I mean, as of right now, I don't think that my music is being influenced by Nairobi and growing up there. And again, I was only there for about 7 years. So yeah, it was a short time, but I mean, I do remember we always go and visit back, but right now I don't think my music at all really reflects back on that. But I mean, I would love to in the future definitely incorporate some feels and some styles and just be able to show off home through my music for sure. But I guess that's just with time.
And how have you found being a female performing artist?
I think it's a bittersweet thing. When I started, I actually was around Playback 808, and that's a, you know, it's just male dominated. It's a whole bunch of male rappers, and I was just this female soul artist. And when I was working with them, I think it was a place of, I felt like I was dominating because it was like, you know, I'm the only female here that is doing what I'm doing, and you know, you feel some form of dominance, but at the same time, it can kind of just make you feel a little alone and tiny and small. And I think that just is the same in the industry right now, especially in Adelaide. There's not many black female artists doing what I'm doing right now, so at times it can feel like I am alone, but then at the same time, on the other end, it's, you know, let me be that representation for other female artists so that they can come out. And so, yeah, it's kind of just taking dominance and trying to basically just use what you have and, dominate as much as you can so that you can open that space for, you know, other artists that are looking up into doing what you want to do.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be an intimidating role to try be that representation of being one of the only women of colour in Adelaide performing and having to hold that space.
Yeah, it's kind of just trying to, it's like you don't want to pave the wrong path, you don't want to, you know, put out there. But then at the same time, I love that in Australia, there's a lot of other female artists that are doing the same thing. So I do have people that I am kind of looking up to and kind of working alongside. Melbourne, we have Sampa, and her sister Mwanje, she's amazing. And yeah, there's so many female artists, Cookie, like abundance. I think it's just, I try to not limit myself or my thinking to just Adelaide, and I kind of look beyond and look into the whole of Australia and see what's going on, you know, around there and try and learn from that and, build from there.
And I think that's a good segue to us talking about some of the tracks that you selected and, what they mean for you.
Yes. So we can start with Pasta.
Yeah, for sure.
That was my the latest single that's just been released, and that one was a very spiritual one for me. And I actually wrote it alongside Outkast, and they were written at a time of just confusion. You know, there's times where you kind of feel defeated, but like deep down, you know that God always comes through and he always, you know, reigns. And so it was a time where I was like writing, it's really a message to the devil, but a prayer to God. But at the same time, as I was writing it, I was thinking like, does the devil even deserve this recognition? Like, does he even deserve my thoughts? Does he deserve my energy? And so it was a kind of a place of just confusion, but at the end, it's kind of just knowing and believing that God always has his way. And yeah, I've recorded that with Marius Spates, and it's a song that I still listen back to now, and just reflects through those times, and it's times that always comes back to me. But yeah, I try to grow from that and just use that as a stepping stool for the next.
Pastor, my father, a man full of laughter, no other. You came, you stole his heart, then you came in to control him, he lost. Yelling out, God have mercy, I'm stuck. Knocked on his door, hoping it will unlock. Is it too late to rewind and restart? My only prayer that he gets out this dark place. Sitting, drinking his way out of misery. Thinking you'll save him like the sea. You parted the sea. Forever is never. Blood is thicker, but water is better. Say your prayer, then bow and surrender. Conditioned to feel like a lost man, dumb and depraved. Funny, he's running to money. Funny, you've already won him. Yeah. Conditioned to feel like a lost man, dumb and depraved. Funny, he's running to money. Funny, you've already won him, yeah. Deceived when you came, consoled him with nothing but pain. Feeling lost, he's kinda insane. Took his soul, now there's nothing remaining. Masked up, looking like a hidden figure. Russian roulette, time to pull that trigger. Bite the bullet, yeah, I guess you figured. Time's up, start running out of this. But water is better. Say your prayers, then bow and surrender. Conditioned to feel like a lost man, dumb and depraved. Funny, he's running to money. Yes, funny, you've already won him. He's conditioned to feel like a lost man, dumb and depraved. Funny, he's running to money. Funny, you've already won him. Yeah. Conditioned to feel like a lost man, dumb and depraved. Funny, he's running to money. Funny, you've already won him, yeah. Conditioned to feel like a lost man, dumb and depraved. Funny, he's running to money. Funny, you've already won him.
Grow, he is so diminished. It's been finished. Speaking with an accent British, he sang with a different rhythmic flavor, so different. Haters still listening, though favor his vision to acquire permission to lead his family tree. Standing up for his rights, equality. It's his one and only chance, opportunity. Impatiently trying to end this slavery. Seems like he's living in the past, but he's just another outcast. Skin dark, it's hidden in a mask. Lights out. Seems like he's living in the past, he's just another outcast. Skin dark, it's hidden in a mask. Lights out, yeah. So I yell out, brother, do you see me? I'm lost and blind, have no vision. My intuition speaks. Then I yell out, please, sir, yeah, can you feel me? They try to blame my decisions. I'm imprisoned and weak. Now listen. I had no other reason but to free my people slaving, protecting what we still are, still keeping my flag waving. Realities that we are the epitome of our nigger, that mystical black figure. Seems like he's living in the past, he's just another outcast. Skin dark, it's hidden in a mask. He's living in the past, he's just the other outcast. Skin dark, it's hidden in a mask. Lights out, a lies, yeah.
Outcast for me was, again, a place of just feeling not wanted, especially having moved into, you know, a country that no one really looks like me, sounds like me, you know, everything is different. And I was kind of just reflecting on my experiences as a little girl, and not even in music, just in general life, you know, being picked on for my hair, you know, for my food, all of that stuff. So I was trying to just find the inner beauty and find the beauty within, you know, all my differences. And that's kind of how Outkast came about. And I really wanted it to also inspire other outcasts, you know, and inspire other people who may feel like they don't fit in, to really show them that, you know, there's beauty in their differences.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do you feel like it was cathartic to make, and that it helped you work through some of that stuff in being able to, I guess, claim independence where it had once felt kind of isolating and like it had made you into an outcast?
Yeah, well, I think it was the after releasing it and getting the feedback back from just listeners and other artists in general, that's when you kind of hear, you know, people say like, yeah, you know what, I felt like that, or I definitely feel where you're coming from, and this is uplifting me. And that's when you kind of realize, okay, I'm not in this alone. And it was definitely a great stepping stone to, you know, become a little bit vulnerable and be like, okay, this is how I feel. And then you find other people that are feeling the same way, and you're like, okay, like, we're not, you know, we're in this together, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, that definitely did help in, yeah, realizing that beauty and just seeing, I guess, just the purpose that we have in being expats, you know? So yeah, it was definitely a stepping stool in learning and growing, you know, yeah.
And the track of yours we heard at the start of the show, Intuition, are you able to tell us about that at all?
I guess Intuition is a song, that was my debut single. And that one is, it's very dear to me. I actually wrote it about a friend of mine who had passed, and it was such a beautiful place for me to start, ironically, because again, it kind of just taught me how to write, but also be, I guess, hidden, for lack of better words, mysterious, because a lot of the times people listen to the song and they may not know, you know, what I'm talking about. And I loved that I could hide my feelings and my thoughts in a song and be able to connect with people, you know, in that weird way. And I think I did kind of the same thing in Pasta. But yeah, Intuition was definitely something that, a song that taught me how to write and just to, yeah, be able to release my thoughts and release my feelings through music. But yeah, that one's always going to be dear to my heart.
And in terms of the Isolation playlist, are there any that you picked in particular that you wanted to mention?
Yes, I feel like that playlist had a lot of things, right? So usually I'm not a person that has like specific moods. Usually when I play music, it can go from really like hard trap to, you know, smooth R&B to worship, you know what I'm saying? And so yeah, I think that playlist definitely shows a bunch of that. But I did order them in kind of, I don't want to say favorites because I don't believe in favorites, but I ordered them in a way that it was just kind of like, this is how I feel it should go. And number one, J. Cole, Love Yours. I think that's definitely a song that's pushing me through this through this quarantine, because it's I've been having a lot of time to just think about you know, the blessings that we have. And it, you know, it's not until this lockdown or until people are not allowed to do specific things that you start to really realize, okay, like I had this amount of freedom and I kind of took it, you know, for granted. And so Love Yours kind of just reminds me of, you know, just from like kind of, you know, thank God for the things that you have, the roof that you have over your head, you know, the food that you have in front of you, and the friends and the people that surround you constantly. So yeah, that's definitely a song that is helping me through this quarantine mood.
Yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. Love yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing. Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty,
goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty,
explain. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, nigga, you came a long way. The bad news is, nigga, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above. Cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good. And touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my niggas out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as a nigga who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but nigga, feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a bitch that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fake niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived.
Elsie Wimeo for that conversation and for curating the playlist for the rest of this hour. I will pop links to where you can find her music and follow her on social media in the show descriptions. We're going to jump now to one of the first tracks on her curated playlist, Salty Soul. This track is called Susanna. Salty Soul are a Kenyan Afro-pop band out of Nairobi, and they actually started as an a cappella group. So I'm gonna chuck in one of their a cappella songs afterwards, just for some context. The track is Kuliko Jana.
Chamina dua I send ya kilini moyoni bado we wanizuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Kife tukipenda na Kiromeo na Julia. I send ya nakosa usingizi usiku kuchamina dua. I send ya kilini moyoni bado we wanizuzua. When are you coming home, Senje? Tell me, are you on your way? Tife tukipendana, Kiromeo na Julia. I send a bane,
Senje. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
If you get to hear this song,
Senje, come on.
Somebody loves you.
Oh,
Senje. Hello, hello, hello. Change your mind.
baraka zake hazikuishi, si kama binadamu badilikie. Ananipenda leo kuliko jana,
kuliko jana,
kuliko jana. Wangalijua jinsi unavyonipenda mimi usinge nisema. Maisha marefu mazidi kukuona ukinibariki, ujue binadamu ni watu wa ajabu sana. Mwalimu kama Yesu mara tatu kabla ya kufika,
kabla ya kufika.
Ni watu wa ajabu sana, walimsulubisha Yesu pia bila kusita. Na Bwana ni mwokozi wangu, ni kiongozi wangu, ananipenda.
Change of pace now to the delightful Ari Lennox. This one is called I Been.
Niggas took you 43, a heart. heartbreak gonna creep on after me. I try to cover up what I feel inside. It hurt me so deep.
You know, life is too short to be blocking your blessings like that, to be blocking potential blessings. Like, yeah, you may never get married again, you may never find the love of your life again, but hey, that's life. And please don't be in a situation where that person's tearing you down mentally, emotionally, physically. We've heard it a million times. I think emotional abuse is way worse than physical sometimes. Because that just fucks up your whole mind. You could develop whole disorders like that. Whole disorders. You guys, tell me why this old nigga from my past hit me up talking about something. Is your name Courtney? Did you go to Poplar Tree in the first, second, and third grade and you had like a light-skinned sister and you had a crush on me? I was like, yeah, that sounds like me. But my thing is, like, nigga, like, you feeling yourself. You feeling yourself a little too hard talking about you had a crush on me. Nigga, yes. At like fucking 7. Relax. Relax.
London.
Back on my door. And them no see I be back on my door. Back on my door. Bad man them no. Them no see I be back on my door. Each and every night on that road, I pray you never come to my zone. They know send me many years ago, when I dey hustle for the street on a low. Each and every bad man them know. Them know say I be bad for my door. Them know the boy don't shut down the show. They know I leave me alone. Them know. Bow down and pray for mercy whenever you come near me. Girl wanna try come test me, but she can never tempt me. She wanna buy me Bentley, she wanna indirectly try to de complicate me. Therefore I show no mercy. Bad man them know. Them know say I be bad commando. Each and every night on that road, I pray you never come near my zone. Them know say me many years ago, when I dey hustle for the streets on a low. Each and every bad man them know. Them know say I be bad commando. Them know say I be bad commando. Them know say I be bad commando.
The track by Rema was called Bad Commando. Rema is a Nigerian singer and rapper, whose fame apparently got augmented a lot by appearing on Barack Obama's 2019 summer playlist. We're gonna go now to a track by Gunna. I don't know why.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here.
All I know is grind. And no matter Lord's status in the mean blessings, I don't know why. Mama thought me for a place and love me in my face and then she started crying. My talent take me different places, I can say lately I've been dodging crime.
Lately I've been dodging crime.
Every day I'm high. Intoxicated, I done swallowed me a whole test and now I'm on a ride. Investigators try to put a cable on the table, I can't wear a wire. I done made it in without a label, trust me, I be stable for a while.
I be stable for a while.
I'ma bet on me. I don't care if it's a dollar, I got three my partners, that's a quarter each. I got some snakes in my collar, little yeah. Bitch, I'm a slimer, we don't ever sleep. The karma sedan is robotic, gets that color powder wider than the sheet. The pussy wet like she in heat, that secret bond on her feet. Young on the slime in the corner, we battle up and run as me and my brother keep. Put up the kid a whole summer, now I want a 100, I'll stop being cheap. Ends up working by the gutter, now he charging 50,000
for a beat.
I don't work for free. The salesman that know me and Bunny say I smell like Boo Scotty mixed with Creed. I know some women adore me, told me that I'm the realest that I've seen. I keep my mind on my money, cause that really all a nigga ever need.
All a nigga ever need.
All I know is grind. And no matter Lord's status, in the mean blessings, I don't know why.
Mama
thought me for for a place and look me in my face and then she started crying. I tell her to take me different places. I can say lately I've been dodging crime. Every day I'm high. Intoxicated, I done swallowed me a whole Tesla, now I'm on a ride. Investigators try to put a cable on the table, I can't wear a wire. I done made it in without a label, trust me, I be stable for a while. I got better days. I move my mind to the boondocks, we were really used to sleeping in a cave. I started selling the motel, making me some moolah, serving all the plays. Now I try rapper for verses, do it for a purpose, I don't wanna trade. I ain't got a raise. OG told me my future was bright, gotta wear the shades. Best life, so I paint the coupe all white just to give him praise. Came a long way from seeing Wayne in the line for the new Jays. I can get away. You gonna need you a surfboard when they come to me in Weezy Wave. Can't get bigger than who you work for, cause you know some shit'll probably change. Set that shit up till we worth more, we ain't in the business for the fame. All I know is grind. And no matter Lord's status, into me blessings, I don't know why. I'ma throw me for a place and look me in my face and then she started crying. I tell her to take me different places, I can say lately I've been dodging crime.
Lately I've been dodging crime.
Every day I'm high. Intoxicated, I done swallowed me a whole Tesla, now I'm on a ride. Investigators try to put a cable on the table, I can't wear a wire. I done made it in without a label, trust me, I be stable for a while.
I be stable for a while. I'm just looking at number 12, which is by Delaney Satoki, Imagine. And she's actually a friend that I met in Los Angeles last year, I believe so. And that's one of her singles from her debut EP. And that girl is just amazing. Her, like, she is the definition of soul, you know. And she definitely just inspires me. She's one of... one of the most powerful women I've ever met. So yeah, her song definitely is also just teaching me how to, I guess as a female, it's really just teaching me to be more confident in myself. She's someone that I've seen to be very confident and independent. And yeah, I think her words and her music just definitely helped me in that area.
Imagine life without a wonder, a soul that doesn't feel. Imagine a heart without. Starlit chandelier.
kiss. Can you imagine? You and I in sweet, sweet bliss. Can you imagine? Oh, imagine. I'm living a day here in New York. Sweet, sweet kiss.
Coming up to the last few minutes of this hour, we're going to end with a track Elsie has picked by Bensoul. This one is called Neon Bee. Bensoul is very prolific and I must say has been putting out incredible acoustic jams on YouTube in his new Quarantunes series. I would really recommend checking them out. Bensoul is also the first artist that was signed to the Salty Soul-owned record label, which we heard from at the top of that bracket. Thank you everyone for listening. Thanks again to Elsie for coming on. And we'll be back next week for another episode.
Mama, Papa, naomba baraka kwenyu niondoke mimi. Dada, brother man, ebu someni kwa biti ndio mje mjini. Hapa, hapa nyumbani, sisi sio matajiri, ila tunayo akili chochote. Unachohitaji, ukikifanyia kazi, yeye atakibariki, ila wewe, usisahau kuomba. Unapoomba niombe, nikuombe, kwani maombi yangu pekee hayawezi. Niombe, nikuombe, kwani maombi yangu pekee hayawezi. My now
pekee hayawezi.
na kila unapoomba niombe, niombe, kwani maombi yangu pekee hayawezi.